Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome, one and all, to hour number two. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Don't bother sending your questions or comments to john@gardenamerica.com. He is off this week, a high school reunion. Bob Reed Miller sitting in for John. You can post your questions right here on Facebook, Facebook Live. In fact, we're going to be getting back to a question that we started last hour with Tiger. You can also call us again, 855-424-9825. The trees from last hour.
So it sounds like he's got a hedge of arborvitae, and they're starting to burn. You know, he was gone for a while, and now the plants are starting to burn at the tips, and they're getting progressively worse and worse and worse. And then there's a few things to consider in this scenario that I don't have answers to, but I'll kind of put them out there. Number one is how new it is. If they were new plants, and you planted them, and then a month or so later it gets hot, sometimes you don't know where the grower had them. And if there are sensitive plants that are sensitive to the sun and the heat, you have to be careful with that, because bringing them out in sun and heat is going to burn them. So you got to be careful with that. That could have caused the damage, but they could weather through that, and they can ultimately come back. Number two, if you're seeing this kind of damage, it could have been that you just didn't water enough for a period of time. If you were gone for a while and they didn't get any water, now they dried out. And, you know, you can bring them back. I would suggest using HB101 on each one. Mix it with some water and then water them. Now, the one thing you don't want to do is start to overwater. A lot of people make that mistake when they have a plant that's stressed, drying out. They start to flood it. And they don't realize that the plant's already under stress, and now you're putting it under another kind of stress, which is too much water. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be careful with that. The last thing I'll mention, and it's far off, I mean, I don't know if this is happening to one or two plants in the row or if this is happening overall, is that people don't realize, and even on an old, I mean, we could be talking 10, 15-year-old hedge, you can have a gopher problem. And they will they will get one or two plants in the hedgerow, or four, you know, depending, and they'll start to damage them, and then the plant will look burned, will look like there's a watering issue, but ultimately what it's happening is that the gopher is eating away at the root system, and the plant is not dead, but slowly dying.
Right.
But back again to that, I would recommend Super Thrive HB101 root stimulator, just to kind of help with the shock of the stress of it all.
And it doesn't sound necessarily from what the caller said that it would be the gopher problem, because it just sounds from the background story.
It sounds environmental.
It just didn't get watered for that time when they weren't there.
Yeah.
And so now they're suffering with the dried out problem.
We've got more questions, but first let's go to the phones. Lila in Poway here in San Diego. Hi, Lila. Welcome to the show. What's going on? How can we help you?
Hi, Brian. I hope you can help me.
Okay.
I have a question about the rose auction. I've gone to their website. I emailed someone from their club, but I haven't gotten an answer. To go to the lectures on Saturday and the auction on Sunday, do you have to make a reservation, or is there a cost involved?
That is a good question. I'm sure Susan Morse, who is heavily involved, is listening right now. I know they're going to be doing a lot of setting up on Saturday. It's Joe Smith is in charge of that. But I don't. Do you have anything on that?
Yeah, just give
Tiger?
Me one sec.
Yeah, we're going to find out right now for you as well. For that, do you plan on attending either one or all days, Lila?
Well, I hope I can attend on Saturday and Sunday.
We'd love to see you.
And
Sunday's always
email,
a lot of fun.
I did email Susan Morse, but I didn't answer. So she's probably really busy.
Oh, I'm sure she's, yeah. And Tiger's researching some things right now.
Yeah, so it sounds like, you know, on Friday, October 20th, from 6 to 7:30, there's a free mixer that people can attend. But then on Saturday,
that's a big setup day, right? But I'm sure they'll be doing some other things that are involving the auction itself, right, Tiger?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, on Saturday, I know that they have
I think Saturday
some of the
night.
Lectures and
Saturday
stuff like
night is when the speakers are going to be there, Lila. Saturday evening at 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So most
okay.
of what Saturday is in the evening time.
Okay.
I can give you a number to contact if you want to find out more. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, it's
858-663-5536. Okay, 663-5536.
Right, 858 area code, and that is Dwayne uh-huh. Robbie to reserve your seat or to ask questions. But again, it looks like most of the activity is going to be Saturday evening starting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lila.
Bye-bye.
So we hope to see her there. If depending on Tiger's softball game with his daughter, we may see Tiger there. Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, so then now one of the other comments that somebody had made online was they asked, because we were talking about winterizing houseplants, we were talking about bringing plants in, winter preparation, and they wanted to ask about lawn care. You know, we're getting into the cooler months now, so the concept of winterizing your lawn. So right now is the time of year when you're going to apply fertilizer. You're going to make sure that it's ready to go because this is the last application of fertilizer you're going to have for a while before you're done with the winter weather and you're going to, you know, start to do your spring lawn care program. So when it comes to lawns right now and those people in those colder climates, you can get a winterizer fertilizer, or you can just get a, you know, kind of an all-purpose fertilizer for this time and put it down on the lawn. But when you apply it, make sure you water it in well so you don't burn. And then also look for, you know, a product that's going to be kind of slow release because, you know, again, we're getting into the winter. We want something that's going to last through the season, mm-hmm. not just something that's going to be a short-term lawn fertilizer that's going to be flushed out in a few weeks. So look for those things, and then you'll be ready to go.
Okay. Very good. Anybody else so far?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
look at this.
We're going. And so this came across from Rick, and it says, it sounds like we're talking about plants in containers and pots today. So besides bringing the plants inside to protect them from winter temperatures, what are the types of care these plants need? When should they be transplanted with new soil? And if you do transplant, do you move them into larger pots? So, Bob, you've dealt with this quite a few times.
Wow, that goes right across the board, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, a lot of it depends on what the plant is.
And do you want the plant to get bigger?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I almost always recommend any kind of transplanting, do it in the springtime, you know, because whether your plant is a dormant type plant,
right.
winter dormant, like the cactus and succulents, or not, spring is still going to be the big growth spurt. So, you know, do that in the springtime.
And they're usually okay for a while. I know about 6 months ago, John gave me a couple of small palms mm-hmm. in a small pot. He goes, I think you can leave in that pot for a year.
You know, in essence, you can grow them in that pot forever. And,
right. and
no matter how,
and they'll stay small.
But you're going to have to water more and more often and
right.
then feed them more and more often.
Exactly. So. By the way, I did transplant those palms.
Yeah.
I just had to.
Yeah, I
got them. It's like they need a bigger house.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
now they're going crazy.
Yeah. But, so, you know, transplanting, I would say do it in the springtime. Bigger pot if you want the plant to get bigger. Depending on what the type of plant is, too, you want to be careful to not overpot it. You don't want to take a little 4-inch pot and plant it into 15-gallon something
right.
or other. Because what happens is you're watering 15 gallons worth of soil, and you've got, you know, a fist size amount of roots to take it up.
Right.
And then you can wind up with root rot and swampy, nasty smelling soil, and it's just not good.
It's all going into the soil. The plant, there's too much for the plant to take up.
Yeah, so usually you want to just use a pot that's like the next size up, or maybe two sizes. So we're talking inch to 2 inches wider and deeper, maybe, depending on, again, what the plant is. Mm-hmm. Cactus and succulents, I would say you go an inch and a half, 2 inches wider. But don't worry about the depth so much, because they don't really have the deep root system.
There's no, they don't have a, it's a shallow root system,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so you can just keep that the same or go a little bit. But, you know, if it's a good tropical or a big house plant or something like that, go a couple inches all the way around, left to right, top to bottom, and there you go.
And also, good golly, be careful watering succulents.
Yeah, especially this time of year. I mean, they're done. They don't want anything at this point. They just want a little bit to keep them.
They've got enough moisture within them, I would say, by this time, don't they, Bob?
Well, and they stop growing. They just go, okay, we're done for the year. We're gonna hunker down and try to get through the winter, because, of course, they think it's going to be really, really bad.
I think a big misconception for novices is that you treat all plants the same.
Yeah.
They all need water. They all need fertilizer. Well, yeah, generally speaking, but...
Yeah, and that's why when Tyler was... Or, Tyler... thinking of my nephew Tiger was talking earlier about with the guests that we had about, you know, what size pot, where, you know, shrubs and things he's bringing in, color that he's trying to winter over if you're in a cold spot of the country, it's completely different depending on what the plant is,
right?
So, you know, it could be a arborvitae in a pot even, you know, or a plumeria, or an agave, and you got three different things going on. So,
okay, break time. Again, more questions, more comments on Facebook Live. We do appreciate you watching this morning, or 858-424-9825. It is 60 minutes after the hour. Hour two, break time. Bob Reed Miller sitting in for John Vagnasker, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. We are coming right back. Stay with us.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Back here on your Saturday morning, or if you're listening on the East Coast or watching from the East Coast, good afternoon. Happy weekend. Back with Bob Reed-Miller sitting in for John. John is back next week, and a week from tomorrow, the Coastal Rose Society, California Coastal Rose Society Auction, 855-424-9825. You want to give us a call or post your questions and comments like most people have been doing this morning on Facebook Live, Tiger.
And so one of the questions that came across was what particular fertilizers to use for winterizing your lawns. And somebody had said Milorganite, and that is a good fertilizer to use to winterize your lawn. But then also, who we were talking with earlier, Daniel, has a product from Fertilome that is a winterizer and weed preventer. Yeah. So that's always a good product to use as well, because that way you prevent the weeds from getting embedded in the lawn later on down the road, which can cause some holes in the lawn, some stress and whatnot. So that's a good product to use as well. The winterizer and weed preventer from Fertilome is one that you should look for.
Absolutely. You mentioned it's going to be 85 again today here in San Diego.
Yeah. You know, and talking about moving the plants indoors and repotting.
Yeah, you should do it when it's hot.
Yeah, right.
I know. No, it just dawned on me. I work with one of the gals in the office, Kathy Nyquist, who's from Minnesota. And her mom and dad still live back there. And she had sent her mom a bunch of plants. I don't remember if Elaine planted them up herself or if it was a dish garden already set to go. But different mimicry type succulents and some other things in there. And I have never seen a better taken care of bunch of cactus and succulents in my life.
In Minnesota?
For the Midwest.
Really?
She puts them outside and she'll send me a picture like twice a year of the peanut cactus all in bloom. It's gorgeous and whatever. Nothing is stretched. Everything looks perfectly gorgeous. And I just got an email from her the other day that said, just want to let you know that the plants are, the mimicry plants in the garden are happy and in their sunny window for the winter.
Back inside by the window.
Yeah. And she knows what to do. She brings them in, puts them in the perfect spot. Spring comes, frost is over, they go outside, and they are gorgeous.
So there you go. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Just have to be a little attentive.
Well, yeah. I don't think, you know, a lot of people like to buy plants and just sit back and watch.
Yeah, and think that everything's going to be fine.
They're like kids. What? They're like kids. You got to watch them.
What do you mean? What do you mean they're not going to be
She has
be
the
fine.
Advantage, too, of the fact that they are farmers.
You know? Well, so that does help.
They understand what plants are.
Our food just comes from the grocery store.
Yeah,
it's easy.
On styrofoam trays.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't see any chickens when I was at your nursery last time.
Really?
Where were the chickens?
They're around.
They're always there.
They're always there.
Wait a minute, did I or not?
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
You didn't have any of that nice warm soup that they were offered for the winter customers?
You know, exactly. It wasn't the wintertime.
You didn't have the chicken nuggets when you were there?
That was back in June, I think. At least June or July.
Definitely not.
Yeah, it was hot. It was. Yeah. I came. In fact, I was at work. It was during the week. I came, yeah. Took a little lunch break and went down there. But
did you notice? I mean, we have had some really hot spells, but we've had a fairly normal year.
Fairly normal. We had a lot of rain early on.
Yeah, we had kind of a normal winter.
It's cool
at
night.
Sort of a normal spring.
And it's cool at night.
Summer's been hot, but it's supposed to be. And now we're kind of getting cool at night like fall's supposed to be. So this is almost kind of like the first normal year we've had in about 6 years.
Right. I'm just waiting for the last hot spell to go away.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all. Ready. It's my favorite time of the year, fall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Love it this time of the year.
Except for the time change.
And we're going to be falling back.
Yep. I get really cranky when that happens.
Really?
I hate it.
Well, if you fall back, you get more sleep. It's springtime when you spring ahead.
I want the light when I go home at night. You know, I like it to
I get it.
More light at the end of the day.
Yeah, because by the time it's 7 o'clock, you think it's 10 p.m.
Leave the nursery at 4:45, or I mean at 5 o'clock, and by 4:45,
it's pitch black.
It's dark.
Yeah. And the first night is always fun on the freeway. Yeah. It's like the first time people have ever driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, it's just dark. Go.
Yeah.
There's no accidents. Just keep going.
It's like the first rain out here.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's off the road.
You know? Yeah.
Crazy people out
here. Pick up any more questions?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So we are free to take your questions.
I answered. Yeah. I think
everybody.
I did.
Good job.
Yeah. There was a lot. There was a lot of discussion going on.
So I guess everyone knows what they're doing.
Piece of cake.
All questions have been answered.
Well, that's one of the good things about having a program like this, because there's always somebody who's new and doesn't know what they're
doing. Right, exactly.
And even the old tried and true, hard, dyed-in-the-wool people, they'll run into something that you didn't expect.
Right. And
so one thing, since Bob is here, I thought, number one, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Northern California right now.
All those being fires affected are terrible.
Fires,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, horrible. Good.
And, you know, we're talking about the hot, dry wind.
Good call.
We've witnessed it here in San Diego County before, so we know what they're going through at this moment in time. But one of the things, and since Bob is here, and since he's with Altman Plants, where they specialize in a lot of varieties of succulents, is protection. You know, protecting your house, getting that buffer between you and the native landscape around you to prevent your house from getting damaged is a super important thing. And I'm not talking just for California, Northern California, Southern California.
I mean, everywhere.
These fires happen in Colorado.
It can happen any place.
They happen in Montana. I mean, you know, they happen throughout the country. So, you know, Bob, what are some... You know, what are some varieties that you kind of feel people are kind of using as staple buffers?
We're really lucky out here because we have the climate that will allow a lot of that stuff to grow without having to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. It kind of, once it's established, it just kind of does well on its own, right?
Yeah, the old tried and true ubiquitous jade plant.
Oh, yeah.
Jade plant out here, you know, back east, they're considered a rare and exotic tropical. Out here, they grow 6-foot hedges,
and it falls down in roots and grows more.
I've had cuttings that I made, and I didn't plant them for 4 months, and I went.
Back and they're still fine.
They were shriveled up and nasty looking, and they had roots coming out of them, trying to find some soil, and you know, stick them in a pot, off they go. So that's a good one. Plus, it's nice looking. I mean, you can make a decent looking hedge in the wintertime. It blooms, and it's really pretty. But it's like putting up a wall of water.
Yeah.
You know, so that's nice. Any of the opuntias, the beaver tail type cactus, especially if you're on a canyon or any kind of a big slope that comes up to the house, you can use, you know, the ice plants. They, you know, they're not going to burn instead of the chaparral type stuff that's out there. And then throw in a wall of opuntias. It's great for the wildlife, too. The critters love them for places to hide and hang out. But they all are just, anytime you can put that high volume water wall in front of you, between you and the fire, you're doing good. And that stuff, it may scorch, it may shrivel, it may dry up. Some of it might slightly burn, but basically it's not going to get through.
And a lot of what the firefighters tell you is that just give us the chance to save your home.
Yeah.
If you don't give us the chance, guess what? We move on to the neighbor. Yeah.
Because we move on to the worst fire.
Well, we move on to where there is a chance.
Yeah.
But if you don't give us a chance, we can't stick around here.
Yeah.
Keep the brush clear.
Yeah.
It is break time. Questions, comments, post them on Facebook Live, or you can call us. We still take phone calls, by the way, at 855-424-9825 as we approach 30 minutes after the hour. John is back next week. Right now, Bob Breedmiller, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. Thank you for tuning in and watching the Garden America Radio Show. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And, of course, we thank you for joining us here at Garden America. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, Bob Reed-Miller sitting in for John, 855-424-9825. No emails to John, unless you want to wait for those answers later on in the week. I guess you could do that here on Biz Talk Radio. We do appreciate you watching and listening on Facebook Live, and spread the word on Facebook Live so we can continue to grow our audience, Tiger. And make sure we have
I
more.
Will spread the word.
Spread the word.
And I will. I'll
those of you that,
that
are listening. And your parents are watching in Italy right now,
yeah,
apparently.
Isn't that fun? I mean, why isn't John commenting right now? Just because he's in Michigan.
He's in Michigan. Your folks are in Italy and they're commenting.
Exactly. Right now in Michigan, what are they, 3 hours ahead of us?
Yeah, they're it's about 11:30.
No,
are they two?
2 hours. Yeah.
So it's 11:36.
Yeah, it's 11:36. He's wide awake. Where
is
he?
Of course he is.
Slacker.
He should be calling in.
Exactly.
From the hotel and wherever.
Wave to your mother.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, see, all the way from Italy.
Yeah.
Boy, that's great. Are they hitting the whole country?
They've been in Austria, Switzerland, Germany, Croatia.
Did I tell you our Switzerland story?
I don't know.
When we were in Italy last year, and we were so close to Switzerland, I told John, I go, next year when we're here, we got to go to Switzerland. Who doesn't want to go to Switzerland?
Right.
So we made a day trip there. So we get there, and we all split off, did our own thing. So I'm walking with Dana. And, of course, we want to get the chocolate. We want to, go to a nice restaurant. So I said, oh, look, there's a Burger King. I kind of feel like like fast food. But we probably shouldn't. We drove by the prices. So a Burger King combo here, let's say maybe $5.95, roughly speaking. The same thing in Switzerland would be $20.
Wow.
For the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Burger, fries, Coke, $20. I'm like, wow. Let's go see the McDonald's. Same thing.
Wow.
Same thing. So we didn't. I think we had Burger King 1 year though in Rome.
Yeah.
But the price was normal. But in Switzerland, you're going to pay. There's a lot of money in Switzerland.
Well,
I can see why.
Yeah. Holy cow.
But what a beautiful country.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It looks just absolutely stunning.
And the Alps.
Yep.
Yeah. We had two great trips to Italy here with Garden America and Northern Italy, Lake Bellagio.
Mm-hmm.
That part of Northern Italy, just beautiful.
Didn't you go, was it Lake Como?
Lake Como, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. We went to some gardens. I can't remember the name. John would know. But it was like being at the San Diego Zoo. Yeah. They had this microclimate off the lake that was protected. They were growing palms. They were growing tropicals.
Mm-hmm.
They were growing the most beautiful plants that you'd think would be out of place.
Right.
But Lake Como, I hope that if you are planning, whoever you are planning to go to Italy, because people think of Venice, Rome, Florence.
All the typical.
Milan. Yeah. Of course, beautiful. But Lake Como, Bellagio, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It's always better when you get off the beaten
The beaten track, yeah.
Yeah.
You Looking look like you're going to say something.
I wanted that eyes. Good pause
that nice
to
segue?
Capture your attention. Did you like that?
To his eyes on Tiger.
Exactly.
On.
Well, he just kind of sucked us right in there.
I
right?
know. You I did. Know. I got you.
That's
I
good.
Got you. So we do have a question coming across, and it's Rochelle, and she's mentioning, or she wants to know, because we're getting into the fall, what kind of vegetables should people be considering right now for Southern California? And I'm going to go across the board, and not just for Southern California, but for most people in mild temperatures should be looking at their leafy greens, mm-hmm. spinach, lettuce, chard, arugula,
kale.
Else? Kale, collard greens right now, or is that spring? Collard greens?
Collards, yeah.
So
eat your collard greens.
Those are good. Also, your cool season crops, broccoli, cauliflower.
Yep.
Anything cabbage.
Cabbage or cabbage-esque.
Yeah.
That's a wide variety. You can't go wrong.
No. I mean, in reality, and then there's even some tomatoes, But in reality, I kind of feel the only thing people, you know, have to avoid right now are going to be your peppers. But there's still some squashes.
Yeah.
You know, no melons. No melons. You know, so don't do any cantaloupe.
I think cool
no
season
watermelon.
Tomatoes should have been in September, August.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think it might be. I mean, you can try. It's a little late, but like you said, it may still work. What do you think, Bob?
I'm trying to think those icicle tomatoes. It was Jet Setter I put in after because that's a short season.
Right.
I planted that in November.
But it did well.
I had tomatoes until February.
But again, you're talking about grafted.
Yeah, it was grafted,
which goes against all tomato theories for the most part.
Yeah, but I think as long as you can keep it from getting frozen, you're okay.
You know, John and I are so much alike in some ways and so different.
Yeah.
We're alike in this way, that when they say you can't do it or it won't grow, we'll both try it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had success that that'll never grow, and sure enough, it grows.
I was so amazed. We had, this is years back now, but a guy who worked at Altman's, and he lived not too far from there. And I had to go down to his house to pick up something one time. And he had pepper plants, the little Pekin and the Chiltepin and all those little tiny, the hot ones that you dry.
Yeah.
Used for like hot pepper flakes. And they were monster hedges.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Peppers. I've heard of that. Well, I've heard of that.
Because peppers are perennials.
Right.
They're tender perennials. So if you can keep them from getting frozen, your pepper plants are bigger and bigger and bigger every year. And then you're going to get a pepper crop, you know.
Yeah.
It'll keep going each year. It just keep recycling.
And you'll get more flowers, hence more fruit, because you've got a bigger plant.
But you have to plant peppers way before now, though, right, Tiger?
Oh, yeah. They're a hot season crop. So you're planting them in the spring.
So to establish.
Exactly.
Right. And that's the problem, because we only do it as that short window, almost as an annual, basically.
Right.
But if you can grow them, even if you could move them inside or in a greenhouse or something for the winter and stick them back outside, man, I can't imagine how many peppers you'd have. Because these things that he had were covered. I mean, they were just solid, full of peppers. So that would be a fun thing to do. If I had a piece of land and I wasn't in an apartment now, I would be trying that.
I hope that answered your question, Rochelle. Basically, we gave you
leafy greens,
an entire
cabbage
menu.
Family. And...
But, I mean, even still, you can do beets.
Yeah.
You can do radishes.
Radishes radishes grow in 2 days.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Radishes are good all year long. Yeah.
You know, carrots are tough because, like we were talking about with your carrots, they take a long time.
I hope it still hasn't been long enough, right? Because I'm not seeing anything pop up yet.
They take
carrots.
A long time to just germinate.
I'm saying. Okay. They take a long time to germinate. And then, you still have time for years.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, that's the thing is you plant them now, they'll be germinated and growing in January, and there'll be a 1-inch little sprout that'll get hit by frost, and then it'll die.
And you know,
so you don't want to do that now.
What's interesting is some of those crops, like collards in particular, which do grow through the summer. I mean, you can plant them in the spring and have huge collard plants, but they actually don't mind the snow. If they get snowed on,
really
covered over, you can go out and harvest under the snow.
Wow!
For the longest time. And they say it actually makes them sweeter. It
really?
Gives them a better flavor.
They like to freeze?
Yeah.
I just feel bad. Feel bad if you're gardening in the snow.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a tough time gardening when it's just slightly cold outside and a little rainy.
You want to go out and get me some collards?
Yeah,
no.
Right.
How about frozen peas from the refrigerator?
Right.
You know,
gardening in the snow.
Yeah.
We should mention, we brought it up earlier, our trip to England coming up in July 2018. If you want information, go to the website, gardenamerica.com, on the main page there. The itinerary is there. The price is there. We are a little more than halfway full, but it's going to be a great trip. Do you remember the gardens we're going to, Tiger?
I
wish I had a better memory. John could just rattle them off.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly all the gardens that we're going
to.
It's
northern England. It's up toward Oxford.
Right.
That area, north of London.
Right. And I mean, you know, it's just an exciting trip because beyond the normal sightseeings of what we're doing, seeing the gardens, we're also going to the flower show.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's not Chelsea. It's the other one.
Yeah.
That I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's on the itinerary on the website. You know, we should know.
Where would we be without John?
It's our own trip. You know, you think, what are you guys doing? You don't even know where you're going.
Exactly.
And you're trying to get me to go with you.
Yeah.
But if you go to the website, gardenamerica.com, all the information is right there. And it's going to be in July of next year, 2018. Still plenty of time. And we've got some of our regulars going with us. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's
going to be
a lot of fun. Hampton Court Flower Show.
Now, the very last evening, I know you know this. We're going to be dining where?
We're Oxford, and it's the dining room that was for Harry Potter.
Where they filmed Harry Potter.
Harry Potter with that. All right. You know, I highly doubt that it has that ceiling that can make it look like outside.
Or people
flying around. I'm hoping.
You never know.
You know, yeah, no. That room is just cool enough,
right? You
have
to play Quidditch after dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
That's like some of the castles. We went to a castle in Italy. It's in the middle of nowhere. And there's only two castles in Italy where their people still live there. And they had a wine cellar underneath. People that went with us on the trip remember this. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was cold, though. But they had fireplaces in there. It's like, and you think of the heritage and the history. And
it really is a castle.
Yeah, there are castles.
Yeah.
It is break time, 45 minutes after the hour. Back with one more segment here on Garden America, Facebook Live. Thank you for joining us. Still time for your questions and comments. Post them on Facebook. You can also call us, 855-424-9825. Bob Breedmiller sitting in for John Begnasker, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much for tuning in. One more break. We are coming right back.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
You know, I'm kind of hoping John does get a lot of emails while he's there.
Yeah, so
when
he so funny.
Opens him up and he's got, you know, 70 questions.
It would be nice if he have something to do while he's there, yeah, in case he gets bored.
Let's encourage you. Go ahead. Email john@gardenamerica.com.
He'd like to hear from you. He needs the company.
Absolutely. So back to what to plant. Our good friend Rochelle has another question, Tiger.
Yeah, she wants to know when the proper time to plant potatoes would be. And that is not the fall. You want to plant potato or seed potatoes in the first part of the spring.
Right.
So as soon as, you know, for those of you that live in really cold climates, as soon as the ground thaws, temperatures are coming up, no more chances of severe frost. Mm-hmm. Then for us in Southern California, that starts probably February, March, you can probably start potatoes. But you want to be free and clear of any kind of frost. You want to be able to get the soil temperatures up above 45 degrees.
I think maybe, so if you're talking about places that do freeze, April?
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah, April, May.
General, because I know sometimes you get one more cold snap.
You need to keep in mind that, you know, potatoes and tomatoes are related. And
if Solanaceae family?
Yeah. If you look at
a job.
Yeah, we're going to get Brian sooner or later. We're winning them over to the green side. You know?
No, you misunderstood me. When I was a kid, we lived next door to the Solanaceae family.
Oh, is that what it's like? Very nice family. Yeah.
But if
you look at a potato plant, it really does look a lot like a tomato plant.
Right.
Just a little bit beefier and wider leafed and whatever.
It's like knowing people that come from the same family.
Yeah.
You look like your
you
dad.
Look just
you're a
like
little
that,
more.
But, yeah. But this time of year in wintertime is a good time to harvest those potatoes. If you have put them in, yeah. And they'll hold over in the ground, too, for a long time. So, and again, it's one of those things that supposedly, if you keep them in the ground and store them that way, they taste better when you dig them up.
I love potatoes.
Yeah.
Are you a potato guy?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh.
He grew up as a beans and rice guy.
No, I don't know.
Oh, that was, you know what that was right there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, that was multicultural. Wow. No, seriously. I mean, we didn't do beans when I was growing up other than, you know, navy beans or something. And
right.
You come to California and thankfully for the wonderful Mexican population or whatever, there's refried beans.
Well, I can tell you this. I can eat Mexican food every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
Me too.
I mean, really.
It took a long time to get used to it.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. At first, there were a lot of flavors that were just like,
I was born and raised on it.
Yeah. We weren't.
But I like any kind of potatoes, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes.
But do you really like the sweet potatoes, like all of that kind of material? Or
well, sweet potatoes, I guess, to be honest, once a year at Thanksgiving.
That's it.
Yeah, but, and I like them all through the year every now and then, just baked, and they're good. But that's different. That's not a potato.
But it sounds like you're ambivalent. You don't necessarily not like them. You're just like, either way.
I'll go.
How about a good French fry?
So, French fry.
Like they, Homer Simpson.
They need to be seasoned, though.
Of course.
Like a good seasoned French fry.
Sure. Mm,
that's good stuff.
Maybe some garlic fries.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got them going, see? Yeah.
I will do garlic anything.
Garlic anything, and I'll do onion anything.
Yeah.
I'll just go home and get a pan and put garlic and onions and just let it cook.
Yeah.
What are you cooking? Nothing.
Yep.
That's just for the aroma.
Yep.
Exactly.
And it tastes good, too.
So good. So good. Onions on everything.
Yeah.
When it comes to onions, they add so much flavor to your food. And it's funny because people that don't like to eat onion, they still like the flavor. Yeah. So they just they don't always like the onion itself.
Right.
Which is funny. But the flavor,
but if you
get
leave
past
it,
that
if
and
you
they
leave
love
it out
flavor.
Of a lot of foods, the food is terrible.
Yeah, right.
It's this background part of it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine a world without garlic.
Onions on everything, garlic on everything.
Yeah.
And garlic is really good for you.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny, though. We went to, it's funny, Kathy Nyquist, the girl I mentioned earlier, it was the annual Viking Festival over in Vista this year.
Again. Oh, I've been to that. It's fun.
Yeah. And so we always go, us all being Norwegian descendants and whatever, so we all go and have a good time.
What are you, rape and pillage? That
we steal stuff from little kids. And, they have a lot of fun activities and whatever. But one of the guys that went with us for the first time this year, he was allergic to onions.
What?
And so
how do you go in public?
How do you do that?
Well, it's only for eating them. I mean,
he can be around it.
Well, he could smell them cooking, and it was starting to cause him some problems. You know, he was like starting to breathe funny and whatever. But, you know, one little piece of an onion in something, and he's like doubled over.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, how can you eat?
How do you live? How do you survive?
Yeah, exactly. And how do you buy food or eat at any place that doesn't have an onion in it?
Right.
I mean, come on. So. I had never heard of that before. That's crazy.
I guess there's something to be allergic to for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got it. You know, bee stings. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Any kind of bug bite.
So you have to go to the hospital when you get a bee sting?
No. Thankfully, I don't go into anaphylactic shock, but I swell up real good over the next 4 or 5 days. I mean, like, crazy swell up.
I've worked, you know, it's interesting because I know enough about bees, European bees, not to be afraid of them.
Yeah.
Because we have, what is that ground cover? Apple?
Red apple.
Red apple,
red
thank
apple.
You. Yeah. And they're all over the place.
The bee magnet. Yeah.
And my patio's right there, and I work in and amongst them. Mm-hmm. They're flying all around me.
Yeah.
And then when I water, this is funny, when I'm watering my plants and I've got the little saucer underneath there, and it fills up, those bees are right there for that water.
Oh, really? They're coming to drink?
Oh, they line up like they're at a saloon.
Wow.
And they're drinking, and I'm just right there, and they're right around me. I'm like,
Brian, you have to get them assigned Brian's Bee Bar.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But, yeah, some people just don't like bees, you know. But as long as they're not the Africanized bees, I'm fine.
Yeah. No, I can be in a group of 500 people,
and they'll find you?
I swear to God I'm the one that the bee comes after.
Hey, this guy here, I heard he's allergic
to
us.
Go get him, you know. And they come right at me.
How many times have you been stung in your life?
Oh, probably a good 8 or 9.
I don't think I've... Maybe once in my life.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And I just took the stinger out.
The bee
went off and died.
I was walking across the parking lot with my boss at Altman's one day, and she got stung right between the fingers.
Ouch.
Between the index and middle finger. And she's like, oh. And she goes, oh, it burns. And now, if that were me, I'd be like, oh, here we go, because...
A day off work?
Well, no, about 4 or 5 days later, my hand would look like a whole ham.
Wow.
I mean, it would be like this big.
Wow.
And she pulled the thing out, and I said, do you want me to get you some ice or something? She goes, no, it's okay. Nothing. She didn't even get a bump.
Hey, Bob, thank you for the stories. Thank you for being here.
Hey, yeah, anytime. Bob. It's been a long time, so good to be back here.
You betcha.
And hello on the camera. This is incredible.
And John is back next week for the entire crew. I want to thank Zach. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Jeremiah keeping us rolling back at the home base here, the Starship, Target Palafox. I'm Brian Main. John Begnasco, thank you for tuning in. Have a great week, and get growing America. Take care
bye-bye,
from all
guys.
Of us here at Garden America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.